Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today as we go into a message I just began yesterday, Becoming as Little Children. Let me share just a couple verses of scripture found in the 19th chapter of Matthew, verse 13. Then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. But the disciples rebuked them, the parents, those who brought them. But Jesus said, Suffer little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And then in Matthew, the 18th chapter, verse 3, he said, Verily I say unto you, and this is somewhat a remarkable, strong statement, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter in to the kingdom of heaven. Now, we want to look, what does it mean? What did Jesus say? How can we become? We're, many of us, grown up adults. How do we become as little children? Because he said, unless you don't, you're not getting into the kingdom of heaven. So let me draw a distinction between childishness versus childlikeness, becoming as a little child. Childishness, by definition, is not a good thing. It's a sign of instability and folly. Ephesians 4:14 says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men. And then Proverbs 22:15 says, Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Now that's childishness, but then there's childlikeness, and we are called to walk in that capacity. We're called to a walk of holiness. Hear what Peter says in 1 Peter 1:13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, as obedient children, not fashioning yourself according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. And that word, King James, it just doesn't mean speech. It means in all of our actions and attitudes, our way of living. Okay, so we have established that Jesus said, unless we become like little children, we won't enter the kingdom of heaven. So we need to find out what a good child is. And I'm going to be presenting 10 characteristics which are ideal, as the Word depicts. We know that in real life, practical life, even in Christian homes, things are not perfect, even though we're exhorted, be therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven, which is perfect. However, let's go on, and I want to share some of these marvelous things with you. 10 points. We'll start with the very first one, and that is saving faith. And we have in a parallel scripture in Mark, the 10th chapter, verse 15, Verily I say unto you, whoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter in. Now in Matthew, it says, Except ye be converted and become as little children. So let's look at this a little more closely. To convert, that Greek word that is used means to twist, to turn quite around or reverse. In other words, that's what repentance is. It's not just feeling sorry for your sins or sorry you were caught. It means a real spiritual understanding of what that sin is and a willingness to turn 180 degrees from it. And with the Lord's help, the continual helping of the Holy Spirit, we can be free, even if it is a besetting sin. And so there's a twofold process. We have to be converted, isn't that right? We have to repent. And then there's becoming childlike. And in, let me turn to Luke, the 22nd chapter. Let me turn to that. Luke, the 22nd chapter, and it is verse 32. Jesus said to Peter, I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And so, of course, our nature is the opposite. We are, even as we are saved, our spirit is born again, our flesh nature battles against doing things in the way of the Lord. Why? Because sin dwells in our flesh. Paul so eloquently expressed that battle that went on. He experienced in his own life, the things that I want to do, I don't do. The things I don't want to do, I do. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He goes on in the very next verse to say, I thank God through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Beloved, you can't do it in yourself. We will not be entirely whole or perfect until we are actually with the Lord. But there has to be a willingness, just like a child implicitly trusts a good father, a good mother. They know they will be protected. If they're tossed up in the air, daddy's going to catch them. And so there's that kind of trust that we should have in our Father, and then be willing to come to him and be converted, to repent and to realize that doing it our way wasn't working. And so saving faith, the faith of a little child, and perhaps you've seen and noticed sometimes the prayers of children are those that are most readily and quickly answered, because they simply believe Jesus will do it. And let's move on now. What's the second point I'd like to share with you? Well, there's a desire for spiritual growth and a hunger for the word. Okay, for those of you taking notes, saving faith, and a desire for spiritual growth and a hunger for the word, a spiritual fervency. And what is the scripture there that we can refer to? Let us turn to 1 Peter, and I'm going to go to the second chapter, and I'm going to read the first three verses. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. And so, beloved, just as a newborn baby has to have milk, that's its source of nourishment for a period of time. And then as the child grows, able to eat a soft food, baby food, and then, of course, as the child grows, then is able to eat all manner of food because their physical system is readied for it, and their growth needs, the needs of physical body demands greater nourishment that comes from eating more mature food, heartier food, meat, and the things that are harder to digest. If someone has a physical affliction or you're just coming off of a fast, you don't want to eat a steak, especially if it's a long fast. You want to begin with fruit or vegetables, some things that are easy on the system. And so, but there's a hunger. There should be a hunger in our lives, just like a child, an infant is hungry for milk, they cry, or growing children. I've heard that, you know, they comment, you can't, a growing boy, they have no bottoms. They just have an appetite that is amazing. And so we need to have that desire for growth, just as a young child does, or as a baby does. Now, that's number two. What does number three, what can we say about that? Well, like a child, and we're now speaking of good children, we're speaking of the ideal as the word depicts, they are teachable, or another fancy word, tractable. They don't have a spiritual ego as a lot of us who are more advanced in years and perhaps spiritual experience. We tend to be very protective of our opinions and our thoughts and our beliefs. But hear what the scripture says. Proverbs 13:1 says, "A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke." We know a child's mind is very impressionable, doesn't have preconceived notions, so that's why they're eager to learn. They're fascinated as they're just, even in a toddler state, playing with toys and seeing what they can do, how to play, because they're just learning. And we should have that attitude. Even if we've walked with the Lord for 60, 70 years, beloved, there's going to be a lot more to learn. And so that should be our attitude. If we've ever come to the place that we think we have arrived, we think we have a spiritual understanding, that we're in serious danger of having spiritual pride. I would say pretty much as we read the scriptures, that's where the Pharisees and Sadducees of Jesus' day felt they were at. They had it down spiritually, and they were offended at the fishermen. Those humble followers of Jesus, who did they think they were, presuming to preach in the name of Jesus? And they were rebuked, and they were warned, and they were whipped and beaten. Beloved, we have to have a teachable spirit, and the Holy Spirit is our teacher. So we need to understand that if we want to grow in the things of God, the first thing is to understand we don't have it right. There's all kinds of things to learn. If we will be walk in humility as a child, unless you humble yourself and become as a little child, isn't that what I share with you? We will not, that's what Jesus said, will not enter the kingdom of heaven. So may these become a part of our lives as we contemplate on these truths of the Word of God on how to become like a little child. Well, I love you, and there's much more to share. I hope you can tune in for tomorrow's broadcast as we continue on in this message, becoming as little children. I love you. Pray for you. The announcer will give our contact information. I always look forward to receiving your letters, hearing from new members of the UCM family. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.